In our last session, we navigated through the foundational principles of fostering a robust parent-child relationship. We took a deep dive into various facets, including the dynamics of the relationship and the distribution of responsibilities. Now, it's time to turn our attention to the 6 actions that can enhance our bond with our children. I'll guide you step by step through each of these actions, explaining the tasks involved in order to successfully implement them in your family. Our first significant action revolves around acknowledging our child's contributions. To illustrate this, I'd like to guide you through a little exercise. You might want to grab a pen and paper for this. Independently, as a parent, reflect and ask yourselves, how does my child contribute to the household? Write down your responses, and I'll explain how. To create this exercise, please focus on concrete acts your child takes, no matter how minor. Here are some examples. He showers on his own. She assists me with setting the table for dinner. She brushes her teeth independently. He dresses himself. All these acts, even the smallest ones, are helpful. These actual acts demonstrate how children contribute to the home. Please target 3 to 5 specific actions. When jotting down these observations, please avoid vague descriptions like, he is a good boy or she is a sensitive girl. In addition to avoiding vague descriptions, steer clear from focusing on any negative aspects to maintain objectivity. Concentrate solely on positive contributions. Spotlight only on their commendable acts. Recognizing these will help you appreciate how invaluable your child truly is. It allows you to perceive your child in a positive light. Imagine them standing on a stage with a projector illuminating their accomplishments, while you, as their audience, bask in the pride of their achievements. Once you've completed your list, it's time to share and discuss these observations with your partner. This exchange can help highlight actions you might have missed or been unaware of, providing an opportunity to include additional positive behaviors on your list that you hadn't initially considered. While this exercise is valuable for all children, I suggest starting with those you find more challenging. Keep these lists in a visible location, such as next to your bed or in the kitchen. Imagine you're cooking, and your mind is wandering. Why not use that time to remind yourself of your children's invaluable contributions? You need this list readily accessible, because it will guide you toward recognizing their positive behaviors. When we get caught up in their negative actions, it can obscure the good deeds. Now, as you shift your focus towards the positive, you'll notice more of these constructive behaviors, allowing you to keep adding to your list. Before you know it, you'll have a list brimming with at least 10 practical acts that your child regularly performs. The second action is encouraging your child's positive acts. It's vital to remember that noting down your child's positive acts isn't sufficient. Indeed, your child's acts are documented and you're aware of them, but your child isn't. They need to hear you vocalize these acknowledgments. Your responses must be centered on illuminating their positive efforts. Up until now, most of the time if the child acted out, you reacted or they sought you out through negative behavior. We're aiming to reverse this dynamic. They're aware they've done something inappropriate but fail to comprehend that, because they think that at this juncture, they've gained some form of advantage. They've attracted your attention through this method. We're looking to modify this perspective. We want to broaden it, creating room for positivity rather than negativity. Hence, it's crucial to encourage them with positive attention for their good deeds, cheering them on for their commendable acts. This is how they'll understand that this positive behavior is the new way to draw our attention. So how are you going to do that? Lavish them with praise for all the helpful acts you've noted down that your child has done. be present in the moment, and celebrate their achievements. Children need to sense that we notice them, can see them, and are attuned to their acts. So let me explain to you how you are doing it. Suppose your daughter, who has consistently refused to brush her teeth independently, suddenly starts doing so. In that case, be there beside her, affirming her efforts by saying, "Wow, you're brushing so thoroughly and well. Great job." Avoid simply stating just "great job." Be specific about why you're proud of her. Discuss the steps she took and how she approached the task. If that girl who previously refused to brush her teeth starts doing it independently due to a shift in our behavior, even if she brushes late and is tardy for school, don't chastise her for being late. Instead, appreciate her brushing her teeth independently, saving you time, despite being late for school. Even if there's a negative element in her behavior, spotlight the positive aspect at that moment. We want to demonstrate to her our new responses when she cooperates with us and behaves well, and hence, we aim to capture her attention. Hurry to her side because she's done something good. Consider another scenario where a child habitually refuses to eat healthily, opting for junk food or pizza. He turns his nose up at vegetables. You serve him cucumbers, carrots, and tomatoes for dinner, and unexpectedly, he nibbles on a cucumber. He doesn't finish all the vegetables, but isn't his progress worth complimenting? He managed to pick up the cucumber, took a bite, and perhaps even finished it. Even if he didn't eat all the carrots and tomatoes, he did eat the cucumber. Be quick to acknowledge this. Tell him, "I am delighted to see you eating a cucumber. It's beneficial for your health and you'll be much healthier." Shower him with positive reinforcement for this. Next time, he might savor two cucumbers or perhaps a cucumber and a tomato. Take another example. When a child who typically resists personal hygiene suddenly takes the initiative to shower, even if it's later than usual, don't confront them with, "Why are you showering so late?" or "Why didn't you heed my advice to go earlier?" Instead, approach them warmly. Give them a reassuring hug and compliment them by saying, "Wow, you smell so fresh and clean after your shower." In this scenario, what did you do? You reinforced positive behavior, refraining from reprimanding them for disregarding your earlier advice. This positive reinforcement broadens their behavioral boundaries, and perhaps they will seek another reassuring hug the next day. They'll realize that this behavior is beneficial and it brings you closer. As a result, they might start sticking to shower routines earlier. So encourage this positive change and applaud them for their improved hygiene habits. The more you limit interventions during your child's negative behavior and temper your reactions to their missteps, the more you can focus on their positive conduct. They'll gradually understand that this new behavior is a surefire way to gain parental attention. Consequently, the frequency of negative behavior will decrease. When you focus on their commendable and helpful acts, their less desirable conduct will begin to dwindle. The third action is to prioritize quality time with your children. This is incredibly important. Why? Because this is the uninterrupted time when you and your child truly connect with each other. You can see them, and they can see you. I advise spending this precious time with all your children, but start with those you find challenging. Even a 15-minute interaction can be beneficial. There's no need to set aside half a day or an entire day of entertainment. Engage in activities that both of you find enjoyable. Invite them into your world, into your realm of fun and relaxation. You can surprise them with something they truly adore. But remember, it's vital not to force them into participation. Don't insist on them joining you for shopping just because it suits your schedule. If they decline by saying, "I don't feel like going," don't feel like going. Don't feel slighted by thinking, "I extended an invitation, and he declined, avoid this trap. When we're compelled into activities against our will, we can resist, so why impose this on them? The same rule applies to children. If you press them into unexpected activities, expect a response that might not align with your expectations. They might even refuse. So don't take it personally. Often, it's best to prepare them in advance at where you're going and what you'll be doing, even if it's just engaging in a 15-minute game or spending time with them on their iPad. Enter their world for a little while, demonstrating that you value their interests. I highly recommend that both parents allocate some quality time for their children. If you can, schedule this quality time into your calendar. This makes it official and reduces the chance of it being canceled. During these moments, you'll genuinely connect with your child, and they'll discover a more pleasant aspect of you. Consider this. When you enjoy a day out with your partner or a friend, how do you feel upon returning home? You feel energized and rejuvenated. It's the same for them. The fourth action is to prioritize the parent-child connection. Be proactive in strengthening and restoring this bond, especially after conflicts. As parents, this is our essential role. It offers our children the reassurance that we are their secure base. They internalize the message, even if I have disagreements with my parents, I know they will always be there for me no matter what. Reflect on your own experiences. When you've had a disagreement with your partner and they take the initiative to apologize and mend the bond, isn't that a comforting sensation? This is exactly the emotional security your children crave. They yearn for the confidence that their parents will consistently provide them with a loving and supportive presence. So, what should you do in the face of every disagreement? Take some time to relax and distance yourself to regain your calm. However, it's crucial to send a clear message that you will be there when both of you have regained composure. When children see their parents angry, they may interpret it as an ending, telling themselves their parents don't love them anymore. Therefore, it's essential to reassure them by saying, "I understand that you're upset right now, and so am I. But that's okay. Let's take some time to calm ourselves down, and then I'll be here to give you a hug." The child needs to understand that anger is an emotion we can effectively manage. We must assure them that we will always be there for them, both in the midst of the storm and especially after calmness has been restored.